Hey, cutie. How's it going? Welcome back to the podcast. A week earlier than I thought, too. There is no more release schedule for this thing, okay? It's just whenever it's out, it's out. It's not my fault. It's not my fault I can't commit. I have commitment issues to the podcast. I just don't know if I want to stick with you for the rest of my life. Like, the relationship is going pretty well so far, but I don't know. It's just a big step for me, and I'm really focused on my career right now, and yeah, I don't know, guys. I can't really commit to you. I'm super busy. My cat just, it needs to be groomed every 4 months, so I don't know if I have the time to do this. Oh, the excuses. The excuses not to get in a relationship. How many are there? There's so many. I can't really, yeah, you know, I really like you and all, but I just started taking this jet skiing class and it requires a, you know, bi-weekly commitment. And just whenever the water's clear, you got to make sure you go, because sometimes the water conditions on the Hudson River can fluctuate quite a bit. So, you know, when the water's nice and smooth, perfect for jet skiing, I got to make sure I hit the open water, babe. All right? You gotta make sure you support me in all my endeavors. Yeah, Bradley, I can't really date you right now because, I'm actually fucking three other guys, and that's kind of like a big time commitment for me. And I think the reason why I'm doing that is because I have all this childhood trauma of being a white girl that grew up with everything that she ever wanted, and it's just like my brain is just making up problems for me to have because I don't really have any. So yeah, I'm gonna go fuck this guy with a bigger dick. His name is Cooper. He's Afro-Latino. And he really knows how to move his hips. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry I have to do that. I'm also fucking this other guy. He's an Indian guy. His name is Ranjit. And his dick is the biggest. So I'm sorry, Bradley. I just can't commit to you right now. Those are the excuses. Foolproof excuses if you don't want to get in a relationship. Foolproof.
Listen, Emily, I really enjoy spending time with you, but here's the thing, I gotta be at the gym, alright? I'm trying to polish up these guns, these quads, and these calves, and even though I'm an accountant by day, I gotta make sure I'm fucking swole. And you're just over here trying to suck my dick 5 times a week, and it's like, I'd rather be doing deadlifts. You got that, Emily? Fucking bitch.
Oh. I don't know. Why can't you just say you don't want to be in a relationship? Just tell the other person, listen, I don't want to. I'm just trying to fuck. I'm just trying to smash. Listen, it's not that I don't like you or your personality, like I like spending time with you, but my priority is your whole. I'm sorry, it's just your whole is what it's what I'm here for, all right? If I go to the movies, you know, the popcorn's great, the candy's great, the seats are comfortable, but if there's no movie, I'm just not going to buy some popcorn from the movie theater. All right? And listen, movies, they end. I don't spend every day watching a movie. I'm not hanging out with the movie for 8 hours every day. I don't spend the night totally wide awake watching a movie. We part ways, okay? I see a movie about once a month, maybe once every 3 months. Your personality is like popcorn. It's okay. But if I see it every day, I'll die. I will die. That's all you have to say. Just be honest. That's what women want. That's what men want. Honesty. Right? You tell that guy, listen. Listen, I would date you. I am desperate for a boyfriend, but your eyebrows are just too far apart. Okay? It's weirding me out. I didn't even know they were eyebrows when I first met you. I thought they were snails on your face crawling in different directions. Baby snails. For real? I'm not kidding. I'm not joking around. I was like, there's no way that can be eyebrows because the snails are on his temples. And eyebrows go above the eye. For some reason, your eyebrows are diagonal from your eyes. So I don't really understand what the how does your face work?
I'm sorry my eyebrows aren't perfect. I try to make up for it by being on the lacrosse team.
Okay. That's enough. That's enough about dating. Okay? I'm in a very great relationship right now. Okay? The only thing that I wish was different about my relationship is I wish my girlfriend had some balls. I gotta be honest. You know, the fact that she doesn't have balls. I mean, when I first started dating, I was like, okay, I get to see some girl balls. But nope. Just some fucking labia. I shame her too. I'm like, what? You know, every time I pull down her pants, I'm like, what is this? Labia again? You're making me eat labia again? Why doesn't the menu change? I come home from a hard day of work, and it's labia again, and it's not even warm. And then I beat her. Because this is a 50s household. When America was great. When America was at the prime, you could just come home to your second family after a long, hard day of work sexually harassing your secretary in the office. And then you come home to a cold dinner and you just give your wife the 1-2. This is nothing to joke about, okay? This was a test. And if you're still listening right now, you failed. You failed the test. This is just unacceptable to joke about anything. You can't joke about anything. If it's a joke, then just don't say it, because that breeds violence, and there's real consequences to jokes. Okay, people know it's just for laughs, and people know that you're not being serious, but jokes are the number one cause of childhood cancer in America. This is scientifically proven. This is scientifically proven. So while we're out here just canceling every comedian for a joke that they said about 39 years ago, it's valid. It is completely valid. These comedians are dropping bombs on Syria with their jokes. You know? Every time a comedian just says, hey guys, what did you... Every time a cis white male is born, a child dies in Ghana. This is just scientific facts. Okay? I found them on AOC's website. She said every time a straight white male is born, a kitten gets AIDS. These aren't opinions. Okay? This isn't hearsay. This is cold, hard science backed by AOC and a couple of people on Twitter with puns as their usernames. Okay? This is as factual as you can get. Okay. That's 10 minutes of bullshit. I'm looking at the time. That is literally, I just spent 10 minutes saying nothing at all. Nothing. I do want to talk about, all the Asian stuff that's been going on, like all the Asian hate and all the Asian attacks. You know what's really funny is the fact that people are just realizing that fucking there's a racism against Asians, right? People are just realizing, oh, shit. There's racism against Asians? I had no idea. And I've been trying to tell people, yeah, it's a real thing. I fucking live it. And everyone's like, oh, shut up. You silly chink. People still say the word chink freely. You know? Just saying that shit to my face. Start throwing hands, man. Maybe Asians should start getting violent. Break some stereotypes, you know? Start fucking throwing some hands, some elbows. There was a really good fucking thread on Twitter, and this is like one of the only things that I've actually liked on Twitter, about like all the history of Asian racism in the States. And I'll just read you a little bit, okay? And this isn't my tweet, okay? It's a guy called Montrell Thigpen. His ad is MOT427, okay? So this is a credit to him. Let's read some of these. In 1854, the U.S. appealed case People versus Hall. This ruled that Chinese and anyone who looked Chinese could not testify against white citizens. All right? There was a Chinese massacre of 1871, which is the largest mass lynching in the U.S. 500 white and Hispanic people ran through Old Chinatown in L.A., and killed tens of Chinamen. You know? Page Act of 1875, first restrictive immigration law in the U.S., prohibited entry of Chinese women for population control. In 1879, the Constitution of California prohibited Chinese unemployment. Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, first and only law banning immigration of a specific ethnic or national group. Those who grew up during a 60-year ban mainly spoke English and identified with mainstream 1800s American culture. And again, this affected anyone who looked Chinese. 1885 to 1887, anti-Chinese Asian riots, Rock Springs Massacre, Tacoma Riot, attack on Squaw Valley Chinese laborers, Seattle Riot, Hell's Canyon Massacre. So we're at 1885, and I also skipped a bunch of things that he posted. We're at 1885. We're not even the fucking 20th century. And there's so much more. Immigration Act of 1924, effectively banned all immigration from Asia. National Origins Quota of 1924, excluded Japanese from immigration and citizenship. 1934, Tai Ding McCuffle Act. Limited Filipino immigration to 50 people per year. I mean, how much more do you want? How much more proof? The proof is in the pudding, okay? And you got all these fucking people now like, oh my God, support Asian lives. You know, and they're the people that would just laugh at fucking Asian jokes before, which is fine. You know, I think we should be able to make fun of all races, but these are the people who are fucking canceling other comedians for making jokes, and they're like, yeah, jokes lead to real violence. And it's like, well, fucking years ago, you would fucking make fun of Asians too, you dick, right? There's this fucking comedian called Ellery Smith. Or I don't even know if she's a stand-up. But she basically took a shot at Shane Gillis. She said, remember when someone had their SNL offer revoked after using anti-Asian slur? And so many people thought it was an overreaction. Hateful language begets violence. Hateful jokes beget violence. They minimize and they dehumanize and they allow for the normalization of terror. And then she tweeted a couple of years ago, homemade pad thai. Didn't put my cat in it, though. And also, blonde Asians, you aren't fooling anyone. That's why you can't trust these fucking social justice warriors. They're a bunch of hypocrites, you know? And normally, I don't give a fuck if a comedian tweets that. You know, oh, homemade pad thai. I get comments like that every day. You eat dogs. You eat cats. Who cares, dude? But if you're going to, like, you know, position yourself under the, you have to, everything you say is right. Everything, blah, 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 at least fucking be consistent, you know? But I know all these people are just hypocrites. Again. I don't know how many times I've said this, but it's like fucking hipsters. They talk the talk. They talk about anti-racism, but they're the whitest white people on the planet. They don't hang out with any minorities. They don't know anything about different cultures. They suck. You know? They fucking suck. So, I mean, I don't know, dude. If you support Asians, just fucking donate money to some causes, you know? Try to educate yourself. Fucking try to look out in public, you know? If you see an Asian person, especially an elderly Asian person, because young Asian people, they're not really attacking young Asians. They're attacking Asian women. You know, they're attacking Asian women, like old Asian women or old men. So if you see, like, an Asian elder, just kind of, you know, look out for them and intervene if, you know, some shit goes down. Walk one home, you know? That's helpful. But yeah. I mean it's I'm not surprised at these attacks, dude. Like it's yeah, fucking racism against Asians is real and people are just realizing it, you know. And I think a lot of people are going to say, like, oh, it just started. No, it's been here for years. It's been here, like I said, I read off the fucking Twitter thread of all that, you know, it's laws, bro. It's fucking laws ingrained in our government. Perpetuated by the United States government, racism against Asians. So... But it's cool. It's cool because I see a lot of Asians speaking out, which is great. You know, Asians do have a voice in this country, and Asians are outspoken. I mean, I think Asians get a stereotype of, oh, Asians are quiet. They don't really speak out against issues against them. That's not true at all. Okay? The reason why that stereotype exists is because they're, you know, our parents, because I'm first generation, so I was born in this country, but our immigrant parents didn't really know the language that well. So how are they going to speak out against their rights? That's not an Asian thing. That's a not knowing the language in the country and just being totally new to a place. And that was true with any immigrant that came here, right? The Irish, Eastern Europeans, Italians. When they came to this country, they weren't fucking outspoken from the very beginning and they even knew the language, okay? It's always the first generation that starts making the most headway in the country because they're going off the foundation that their parents laid for them. And they were born here, so they feel like they belong. So they feel like they have the right to speak out. And that's why you see a lot of Asians speaking out today, because it's a lot of people in my generation. It's first generation people. You know? All this shit is very depressing to talk about. And, you know, you can't only focus on the bad, though. You know, I've seen people from every community, white, black, especially black. I've seen a ton of people in the black community come out and support Asian rights, which is just awesome to see. It's awesome to see, man. And yes, there are some people on both sides trying to start shit between Asian and black people. But it's like, dude, of course, there's always going to be those people. But I've seen so much black support for the Asian community. And it's just fucking awesome, dude. It's just great to see. And on that note, I'm gonna end this. Because I have commitment issues and I can't commit to this podcast. All right, I'll see you guys next week.